This is Anderson Penn's podcast, episode 222 for Wednesday, March 29th, 2017. This is Brian.
I'm on vacation today.
Yeah, I don't think so.
We have to pack for the Long Island show today, so I think I'm going to go homesick.
Yeah, no.
No?
I don't think so.
All right.
Good try, though. Good try.
I hate to pack for shows. I don't mind once we get there, but I hate to pack for shows.
So, well, we have help.
We do. I'm excited.
We have help today, yes. Which is good.
Ooh, training the new guy. He doesn't know what he signed on for.
So yeah, we have a new member of the team.
Woo!
The family, as it were. Craig is going to help us out with packing today.
You even came back for the third day. That's
three days
cool.
In a row. So, anyway, yeah, Long Island Penn Show coming up this weekend, Saturday, Sunday. If you're in the area. I was at Hofstra University.
Nice ballroom there.
It's nice.
The student union, they redid it a couple years ago. It's, I think, room-wise, one of my favorite spaces. It's big. It's bright.
It's bright. I wish it had carpet, though.
Yeah.
Carpet would be nice.
Good lighting. Yeah, just nice and bright and clean.
Yep. So we usually have the same row right in front of...
Right by the door.
Round tables right by the entrance. There's usually donuts on Sunday.
Yeah, that's nice.
Black and whites, as they call them, are usually there. That show's coming up. It's a Saturday, Sunday only show, so, you know, make sure to get there.
We'll get in Friday night, spend the night and get some sleep, and then get in there, and then, of course, leave Sunday so we can get back Monday. We never get to see anything exciting. I think our big excitement is just making it over the George Washington Bridge alive every time.
We're taking the top.
Yes, the top.
Top ramp this year.
But that's it. I think size-wise, it's not a huge show. It's all in one big ballroom, but I certainly wouldn't call it small. Mm-hmm. Pretty busy. And it's kind of fun because we see a lot of the same people... at the Philly show, at the Baltimore show, at the Long Island show. And, you know, for us, shows are sort of like a traveling family reunion. Mm-hmm. You see a lot of the same people at all the different
it's
shows.
It's like a circus.
Yes, it is.
And our good friend Mike Madison, who happens to be in the chat, is going to be there. So looking forward to seeing him. And Mike.
Is he working or playing?
I don't know. He's probably
Mike,
working.
Mike, are you working,
are you
or
working
playing?
Or you're playing. I've got a little package for them, so some ink goodies.
Ink samples and such.
So it'll be a good show. Anything else you want to say about that?
No, I think that's it.
Okay. Let's see. So last week on Friday, we had a little something that came up. And we put up a little video, and I think we should replay it.
I think you should.
And so give me just a second here to get this queued up. Let's take a look at this. So that tells you all you need to know about what we're going to be announcing on Friday. Good job by the creative team to put that video together. And I don't know about you, but I've watched that video probably 50 times since it came out.
You know, they talked about the concept. They changed the creative team. They changed the concept a couple times. I watch it over and over.
And just to mix it up, I watch it on your Instagram page and my Instagram page and Facebook, so we don't get the numbers mixed up. So
Oh, I don't care about that. I just want to watch it again.
Anyway, yeah, real cute. We do have an announcement, and you might have guessed it. It's related to Sailor, and we will have that come out on Friday morning, probably about 9:30 Central Time.
Yeah, yeah. My favorite part's the pop. Now, it was really fun to see little bits and pieces of the video as it was being made, but to see what they did and put it all together, kudos to the amazing creative team.
So, anyway, that's exciting. I'm excited for it. It's very, very cool, and I'm looking forward to announcing it. So
yes,
we can finally.
It's driving me nuts.
We will not have said thing with us in Long Island. So.
Nope.
For various reasons, but...
Mainly, we always get something stolen in Long Island every year. I'm just going to go there.
I just don't. I don't want to get stolen.
So.
We got a couple new products to chat about. We're going to...
We do. We're
probably,
excited.
Probably keep this podcast short.
Yep. We have to go pack.
We got to pack, and we haven't really started yet.
We haven't started at all.
I started yesterday.
Oh, show off.
Last week, this came in.
I'm all choked up. The new Pelican Edelstein Smoky Quartz. It's pretty. You never know what to expect with a brown ink. And I think this is nice. It's got some depth to it. Pelican always does a nice color every year for the last several years. Their color of the year has been different. Always the consistent good quality. But this is really pretty. Chris did a review.
Mm-hmm. Yep. I think Thursday last week.
And it's really pretty.
So,
I love the bottle. And
yeah,
look at that great
the
picture.
Box is great. Yeah, and that's I think that's probably a stock image.
Huh? It's still a good picture.
It's a good picture. Yeah. So keeping in that kind of color theme, Monteverde Tool 60.
I'm embarrassed to say we've had these forever. And I don't know why they never made it to the website.
They kept missing the cut for some reason.
These are, some of you may be familiar with the tool pens that we have carried that have the 9 different functions. They're a little bit thinner than the Tool 60, these here. I like the Tool 60. I like that it's a little bit chunkier. And I love the colors. I love the copper. They also come in
Midnight Black
and the Platinum Gray. Mm-hmm. They do still have the level, which works. We've used them here in the store.
Yeah, came in handy.
But you've got the stylus at the end. You unscrew the stylus cap, and underneath you have a little teeny tiny screwdriver with Phillips on one side, flathead on the other. And the Phillips works really great on super tiny things like your glasses.
Yeah, if you wear glasses, Lisa's got one of these in her, not this particular one, but the other version in her purse.
In my purse.
Every once in a while, my glasses fall apart and,
boom, problem solved.
As long as you don't lose the screw, you're in business. So, they're nice. They're big. These are a little bit bigger and chunkier. They're actually three-sided instead of the multi,
right.
The other ones.
These are great for dads and grads for... holiday gifts.
The Tool 60, this one only comes in a ballpoint version. But,
yes.
The other tool pens do come in fountain pens and pencils and all that kind of stuff. So
it's just kind of cool.
Yeah. And also last week, the Platinum came out with, 5 new inks. The Black series,
yes.
Is that what we're calling them?
I think they call them the Classic.
The Classic, okay. So we've got... A number of, you've got Lavender Black, Sepia Black, Khaki Black, Citrus Black, and this one here, Cassis Black.
Cassis
Black. Do you want to talk about those?
It's really just a darkened, like the Sepia Black is a blackened brown. The Lavender Black is a really dark purple. Pretty colors. They're Iron Gall, aren't they?
I believe so, yes. Yeah.
So something different. It's nice to have some new colors from Platinum.
Yeah, they haven't had a whole lot of... they have some colors, but they're not as popular as other brands.
Well, they have the mix-free, which is a cool concept, but you really have to have all of them so that you can mix and match and make your own color. But, you know, they're all iron gall, which I think is really an interesting step for them. Mm-hmm. The same 60 mil bottle, just pretty colors. I think it's nice to see something a little bit different in the ink. You know, so many different companies are popping up now. Platinum has been around for quite a while. So it's nice to have a well-known brand expand their line.
Yeah, I like darker shades. So you know, some of these are kind of talking to me.
Which one are you gonna try?
I don't know. You know, even that citrus black looks kind of cool. So you know, we'll see. I doubt I would ever put that in my pen, but you know, khaki black or even the lavender black looks nice. So we'll see.
Maybe it's time for another you ink my pen.
Haven't done that. We haven't done that in a while.
We haven't.
We did that a couple months ago. It seems like a couple months ago, but it was probably 4 months ago.
We should do that again.
The ink challenge. Well, last time we did it with the whole staff, and so now we've got a few more people, so it could be interesting. But Craig doesn't have a fountain pen yet?
No, we'll lend him one.
Well, I think Eric maybe gave him a preppy yesterday, so.
We should let him play with a blade.
We should give him a blade, yeah, there we go. So anyway, that's kind of it for this week as far as new stuff that's coming out. There's going to be, next week we'll have...
Well, coming on Thursday, I believe, is the Twisby VAC 700R. Twisby has retooled, redesigned their VAC 700 to increase the flow just a tiny bit, you know, because they needed more ink in there.
Yep.
But when they were designing the VAC Mini, they discovered how to get a tiny bit more volume in the ink chamber, and so they retooled the VAC 700 to do that very same thing. So those are coming out along with new nib units. And the thing to remember is that the VAC 700R, because of the new design, will only accept the VAC 700R nibs. And the older VAC 700s, those of you who have an older one, they will only accept VAC 700 nib units. Those will be continued to be made for a while yet.
Yep. Now, I am sure someone's going to come out with someone, as soon as we get them, I believe it's still using the same number 6 size nib. So, you know, in a pinch, I'm sure we can figure out how to disassemble the nib unit and replace the nib. But the housing is different, so
yes.
it's not gonna be an easy swap if you have an old 700 nib unit or what have you. And I think we are down to our last 3 regular VAC 700 nib units. So
we'll try to order more. Mm-hmm. But it's nice, you know. Twisby periodically comes out with some cool new things, and lately it has been. Going from the full size to the mini, which is kind of cool, and then changing up the colors. But this will be interesting to see just how much more it holds. And
wasn't the figure like 5%?
It wasn't much.
What is that? 4 drops? You know, I mean, that's cool. But
you know, they're thinking value.
I think that's the difference between running out and not. I guess is 5%. So,
well, and instead of 2 valves, there is now just 1. 2 okay. chambers. Okay. So, so those are coming in this week. What else do we have coming in? Anything?
There are, for those of you interested in the Sailor Fresca, there are more coming. The initial shipment to the United States was mostly depleted. There are more coming. We will have more coming. There's a few left in stock. In fact, we were just going to order them this morning. The next batch coming from Japan is coming end of next month, end of April. So if we can't get it or make it, there will be more coming in next month. As always, if there's something you're looking for, just give us a call, shoot us an email. Chances are we usually can make just about anything. The 1911 standard is a little more challenging because there's only one other pen that actually takes that nib unit. It's a little more challenging for us to make all those nib options, but the large is just reasonably easy. So
we do what we can.
Yeah, great, great, great looking pen. In fact, Kim just bought one yesterday, and Chris bought one last week. So half the staff's got a Fresca too. So
I actually couldn't find mine. I had to go home and look through the boxes, and make sure that I had one set aside because we're almost out and I wanted to grab it, but I did snag one.
So, yeah, it's a good looking pen.
Almost the same color as Tiffany Blue.
Almost, yep. Yeah, I guess it depends on how old the box is, right? So, what else is coming in? Anything next week?
You know, in the mailer, we had a bunch of experienced pens, and it's been fun to watch some of those go out.
Yeah, it's been pretty popular. We've had, you know, every once in a while you get somebody who buys a pen and then it's not quite for them and they send it back, and it's a return. And it, there's nothing wrong with it, but maybe they ordered the medium and they really wanted the fine or something.
Or they got it home and discovered it was just too big.
Too big or it's too small or what have you. And so, you know, we can't sell it as new. So it's basically some of these pens, you know, maybe there's a finish problem or we used it as a tester or whatever. So we've been putting them up instead of sitting on my desk over here. But I have another batch of, I'm looking at seven all pilots, some Vanishing Points, some Namiki Falcons, and such that are maybe old stock from 20 years ago or,
you know, in an old style box or without the sleeve.
Something
a lot
like
of
that,
it's really nothing.
There's nothing wrong with them.
Yep.
You know, so those are going to go up. Well, I was hoping to get them up this week, but they may not. So just keep checking back as we find some things. We're going to put them in there, and they're at a good price, you know, less than what the normal street price is, and you can get a really good value. In fact, I took one for myself.
What? What'd you take?
I took a Vanishing Point.
Which one?
A Carbonesque.
What?
A black Carbonesque. It was my first
what
Vanishing
else is over
Point.
There?
There's, I got some more Carbonesque Vanishing Points. I've got some Namiki Falcons.
What don't I have?
Custom 74.
I'm totally shopping as soon as we need to end this now so I can shop.
Now. Yeah, okay. most of these are, a lot of, you know, these are broad nibs and, you know, some weird stuff. But, you know, the Vanishing Points, old 14 karat, not the 18 karat ones that they make now. You know, the broad nibs, old packaging, stuff like that. So
fun stuff.
But yeah, that's what I took. That was my first Vanishing Point.
You have other Vanishing Points.
Says the woman who is looking for a bag of Vanishing Points, not 10 minutes before the podcast. You misplaced like your entire collection of Vanishing Points. How many is it? How many did we count there? She's not talking.
Oh, look, I've got to go pack.
Look, we got to go pack. There's got to be 20 pens in that bag.
Some of those are yours.
They're mine. That's even worse. You misplaced my Vanishing Points. All right, do I have any Roddens in there?
No.
No? Okay.
No.
So. All right. So anyway, experience pens, that's what they are. Keep on the lookout for them because, you know, occasionally you have something and you don't want to sell it. You can't sell it as new, so there it is. So
if it's a good value.
Yeah.
And that's it.
So as promised, we keep it a little short this week. We got to go pack and hope to see some of you all in Long Island. And then shortly thereafter
Atlanta,
which
woo!
Is... Always a turning point, I think, because after Atlanta, you're pretty much...
The weather's always nice.
You're done with snow.
It's supposed to have freezing rain or some kind of frozen mix the night we leave.
Yeah, isn't it? Like the last
year,
three shows, it's... last three shows, it snowed the day we packed.
Like whiteout, you're going 20 miles an hour for the first 4 hours. I hate that.
Or it was, yeah. So. Crazy. Yeah,
I can't wait for Atlanta.
It's mid-40s all week except for tomorrow. It's freezing rain. 80% chance, so maybe we'll get lucky. I doubt it. But
anyway, we are going to go pack. You guys start making your travel arrangements. Get to Long Island this weekend. Go to the show. And follow us along on Instagram. Both of our personal accounts. We'll start posting funny pictures from along the way.
That's right. I keep forgetting I have an Instagram
account.
You do. I actually have a few people that follow me. So
I know. Everybody follow Brian.
Not quite as many as Lisa. She's got like 7,000 followers.
I have like 200.
Anyway, that's it for this week. Thanks so much for joining us. Tune in next week for post-show review. More talk about pens, ink, and paper.
Follow the blog for news, ink reviews, and all sorts of other fun videos that the creative team is coming out with. And check us out on social media as Anderson Pens.
Have a great day, everyone.
Bye.